It is Women of Influence Day here on 101.5 MyFM, where we shine the spotlight on extraordinary women who make a difference in our community. I'm Tommy West. In studio with me is Ellen Sinclair. Thanks for joining us, Ellen.
Thank you for having me, Tommy.
So if you don't know, Ellen is with the Orangeville and Area Small Business Enterprise Center over at the town of Orangeville, and she is the coordinator there. So you're very involved in a lot of our young entrepreneurs that are here in Orangeville and the surrounding area. What attracted you to this position? I know you've been within economic development for a long time, but what attracted you to this position as coordinator?
That's right. So I have done a lot of economic development work and community development work throughout my career. And it was a bit of a natural move to working with the Small Business Enterprise Center, because that's really where the rubber hits the road of economic development, where small businesses, entrepreneurs kind of roll up their sleeves and do the work of creating jobs, creating economic activity, and supporting and sustaining our community. So that is, and it's very hands-on, the work at the Small Business Enterprise Center. We meet people who have a dream of starting a business, and then we give them some guidance, advice. We watch them get it off the ground, and if we're all fortunate, we watch them grow and thrive.
You're like a mentor to these entrepreneurs, to these businesses in the community. So what are some of the biggest challenges for you when you are dealing with these people that are trying to launch their dream?
So it's challenging to meet an entrepreneur with a dream that may not be as realistic as that entrepreneur believes it is, and that entrepreneur may have invested a lot of time and effort and planning and probably some money, and for whatever reason that enterprise has just not taken off. And so that's challenging. The challenge is to, when sort of talking with that individual, is to kind of strike a balance between being encouraging and supportive and, congratulating them on this dream, but also being realistic and helping them to understand what they need to do to make that dream come to fruition. Again, challenging when it just doesn't work out.
Today it's all about women, and being in your position, obviously you deal with both men and women, but specifically for women, and there are some women on today's programming that are entrepreneurs. So what would you say, what advice do you have for women who are taking this big leap and trying to start their own company?
So when I meet with a woman entrepreneur or a potential entrepreneur, first of all, they can do it. They can do whatever they set their mind to. But it's important to do your due diligence. If you're starting a business, good idea to write a business plan. And a business plan is going to be a roadmap to setting out all the foundations of your business. Do your research. Get a support network in place. And there are so many amazing women mentors in our community. A great group that you might want to consider is, first of all, the Dufferin Board of Trade has awesome resources for any business. And then they have the Dufferin Women in Business group out of the Dufferin Board of Trade that really is a super mentor group for women entrepreneurs of any age. And they organize activities. They organize sort of support networking. They have lots of resources, information, and speakers. So find that mentor, find that group, find that network, get those supports in place, and your likelihood of success is probably going to increase.
And speaking of great women mentors, you are considered one of them. And I say that because, you know, I've been here for 5 years, and I've talked to a lot of people that have gone through the Small Business Enterprise Center and say thank you to Ellen for everything that she helped me accomplish. My last question here is, what accomplishments are you most proud of being in your position?
Well, it's very gratifying to hear you say that. And so, yeah, absolutely. We do have a program that is specifically targeted for students who want to try their hand at entrepreneurship and see if being their own boss is is what they want to do with their career. So that program has been incredibly successful. We've seen dozens of young students, young people, start their own business, run it for the summer, do very well, and many, many of them have continued to run their businesses. And I think probably I'm proudest when I do hear things like that being said, that thanks to the Small Business Enterprise Center and the services and the mentoring, I was able to get a good start in business. I knew how to go about it, and it worked for me, and I succeeded. So, yeah, that's probably some of, well, certainly my proudest moments in this career. And I think the whole Small Business Enterprise Center would agree that we're really pleased when we hear that kind of feedback.
It is Women of Influence Day here on 101.5 MyFM, and our guest in studio has been Ellen Sinclair. Ellen, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me. Thanks.